Evening, everybody. I want to let you know that our service tonight will be a little different than we often have in terms of the order of it. This will be mostly a prayer through songs and scripture readings and then actual prayers. And in order to facilitate the singing and all of that, I want to issue you the invitation and opportunity to move closer to us here. You don't have to, but if you will, I think you'll find it easier to participate in the singing as we go along. You're free to do that. Not everybody at once. I don't ever get the results of this that Barney does, but we invite you to come down closer if you'd like to. We welcome everybody tonight. I want to just say we're not even going to mention the Cubs tonight, so I'll get that out of the way. We had them down there 3-1, and I had to mention something against them last week, and look what happened. So congratulations to Adam. And I don't know anybody else to congratulate on this. Just mention him. Thank you guys for helping us do this. I want to make one announcement I won't get to later on, so I'll remember to do it now. We need everybody to know, and especially you guys in the various Sunday morning adult classes, be aware of this. 2 weeks from today, on November the 20th, Brother Steve Tandy is going to be here to help us think about our involvement in the Know Your Bible work. Steve is a longtime host of the Know Your Bible TV show and a longtime minister of the Northside congregation in Wichita. We're going to combine our adult Bible classes on Sunday morning in this room here. Adam, young people are welcome too if they'd like to come, but Steve will do some updating for us on that TV work and the correspondence that follows it. And then he'll preach for us in our service that Sunday morning. He has a good way. You will enjoy him, I think. Those of you who have been past Know Your Bible workers or who are working in any way with the program now or who might have an interest in involving yourself and reaching outside of this building by means of correspondence, coursework, or that kind of thing, you'll be invited to stay with us for lunch that day, right after our morning service. And then after the lunch, Steve will do a few minutes of training, refreshing, encouraging for that work. So be planning on that. It's 2 weeks from today, November the 20th, on the Sunday morning of that day. So be thinking of that. Who will win the election? I want to mention to you something that only a few of you in here will be in a position to appreciate, I think. I have strong convictions about some of these matters too. And it's very difficult to stand before a group of people and feel bound to try to teach only what Scripture gives us the right to do without going farther than that. I believe that the choices we make and things like this will have a big bearing on what kind of a country my little grandchildren are going to grow up in and what kind of a culture they may have to navigate. A lot of you share those concerns. And so you can appreciate the fact that there is importance in that question. Who will win the election? As Christian people, we want to also be in a position to appreciate this fact. there is a question even more important than that, and it is, who will inherit the land? Do you realize that the answers to those two questions are not necessarily the same? When we think of things by faith, we remember that the Lord has already assured us of some things about who will inherit the land. And we have a great passage in the Scriptures that speaks to us about this in Psalm 37. And we thought a good way to follow up what we said in the last three Sundays, but particularly to end this morning, about the need for the Lord's people to pray for all people, would be for us to approach this as a prayer. We're going to read Psalm 37. It has in it, actually, five times a statement about who will inherit the land. And we've broken it up into three parts. And we'll have up here in front of you a way of summarizing the reading. And just to sort of represent generations, we decided that Adam and myself and Dennis would read the passages and then lead us in prayers. Tonight, I hope you won't panic over this. There won't be an opening prayer and a closing prayer. This is just going to be a prayer. So at the end of it, we'll have a song, and that'll be the thought to carry with you through this week. We really are thankful to you for being with us tonight. I believe you'll find this meaningful. Let's put our hearts into it as we go along.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God. Born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. In angels descending, bring from above, and echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I am my Savior, am happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
Number 990. You are the words in the music. You are the song that I sing. You are the melody. You are the harmony. Praise to your name I will bring. You are the Lord of hosts. You are the mighty God. You are the King of all kings. So now I give back to you the song that you gave to me. You are the song that I sing. Oh, you are the words and the music. music. You are the song that I sing. You are the melody. You are the harmony. Praise to your name I will bring. You are the Lord of lords. You are the mighty God. You are the King of all kings. So now I give back to you the song that you gave to me. You are the song that I sing.
Who will inherit the land? The meek who wait for the Lord. Psalm 37. Do not fret because of those who do evil, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity. They will soon be cut down like the grass, and they will wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on His faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He will bring it to pass. He'll bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your justice as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for Him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his own way, because of the man who brings wicked things to pass. Cease from anger, forsake wrath. Do not fret. It only causes harm. For evildoers will be cut off, but those who wait on the Lord, they will inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked will be no more. Indeed, you will look carefully for his place, but it shall be no more. But the meek will inherit the land, and shall delight themselves in an abundance of peace. Let's pray. Our Father, we are grateful to be together tonight. We are grateful for the privilege we have to approach your throne. We're grateful that we have you as our Father who hears us, who's willing to listen and to hear our concerns, our joys, and our requests tonight. Thank you for being our God. Thank you for being our Father. We're tempted sometimes to be afraid and to fret. We're tempted to be caught up in anxious things and in the anxieties of our culture. Thank you for the reminders tonight that such anxiety only causes harm. May we be people who, as we approach this week and as we approach the weeks that will come after and the months and the rest of our lives, may we be people who feed not on things of our culture and not on other people. And may we take sustenance, God, not from news or newspapers or social media or any of those things that help feed our anxieties. Help us, Father, to feed, as the psalmist has said tonight, on your faithfulness, on the fact that you are our God and that you have promised us an abundance of peace. May we take that as our nourishment. May we be fed by that, and may we let it always give us the kind of strength that we need to approach our day. We're thankful, God, for the encouragement to trust in you. May we learn to do that more every day. We're thankful for the promise that you will look after our desires. We're grateful for that, God. We pray that as we trust in you, that we will find true delight and peace living as your children. May we be the people who reflect the light that your Son has left us here. May we be the kind of people who will not be anxious and not worry, but will simply be people who trust and who live lives that reflect Jesus Christ. Thank you for his example. Thank you for our readings tonight. Thank you for the challenge and the inspiration that it gives. In the name of Jesus, amen.
In my life, Lord, Lord, be glorified, be glorified in my life. Lord, be glorified today in my song. Lord, be glorified, be glorified in my song. Lord, be glorified today in your church. Lord, be glorified, be glorified in your church. Lord, be glorified today in my life. Lord, be glorified, be glorified in my life. Lord, be glorified today. Please be seated.
Who will inherit the land? Those who are blessed by the Lord. We read, the wicked plots against the righteous and gnashes his teeth at him, but the Lord laughs at the wicked, for he sees that his day is coming. The wicked draw the sword and bend their bows to bring down the poor and needy, to slay those whose way is upright. Their sword shall enter their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. Better is the little that the righteous has than the abundance of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. The Lord knows the days of the blameless, and their heritage will remain forever. They are not put to shame in evil times. In the days of famine, they have abundance. But the wicked will perish. The enemies of the Lord are like the glory of the pastures. They vanish like smoke. They vanish away. The wicked borrows but does not pay back, but the righteous is generous and gives. For those blessed by the Lord shall inherit the land, but those cursed by him shall be cut off. Let's pray. Our Father, we're thankful that we can draw near to your throne and recognize you as not only our Father, but as the Almighty God. And we pray, Father, for your name to be reverenced and respected in this world more than it is. We pray, Father, for your will to be done. And we pray this with a recognition of the peace of mind that it gives, just to surrender our thoughts and our anxious cares to the knowledge of your sovereign rule. We pray, Father, for your kingdom to prosper here and throughout the world. And we pray for whatever conditions in the kingdoms of men, including our own here, that will best make it possible for your kingdom to increase. We pray, Father, for your blessing to be on our own land, enough so that our daily needs are met as a people. We marvel when we think about it at the abundant way that we have been blessed thus far. And we're ashamed of the ingratitude and selfishness that sometimes prevails in spite of the way you've cared for us. Father, we pray for your mercy toward us and the forgiveness of our own weaknesses. But in asking for such a blessing, we're reminded of the need for us ourselves to be merciful to one another and even to enemies or even to those who we don't agree with. Help us, Father, as Christians to be representatives of mercy in this world. We recognize, Father, when we read this prayer from your word, that wickedness exists. We know, Father, that the evil one never rests, and that there definitely is evil. So, Father, we pray that you will not let us be led into temptation or trial too strong for us. And we pray that you will deliver us from evil practices and from the evil one who provokes them. We pray, Father, for the victory of your righteousness in our lives. We're so thankful for the righteousness granted to us in Christ and for the price paid to make that possible. And we see the great need for the victory of the righteousness over evil in the world. And we pray, Father, that you'll help us to bear in mind that all men are accountable to your judgment, that we all will appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Help us to remember that vengeance belongs to the Lord. Help us to respect the work of your Son, the rider on the white horse, who rules with the rod of his mouth. And Father, we pray that you will watch over this land in your providence so that evil might be ultimately dealt with. We pray, Father, for the ability as your people to count your blessing to be the greatest good of all, and to remember that to inherit it would be the most important thing. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Time is filled with swift transition. Not of earth unmoved can stand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Trust in Him who will not leave you. Whatsoever years may bring, if our earthly friends forsaken, still more closely to Him cling. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Covet not this world's vain riches that so rapidly decay. See to gain the heavenly treasures. They will never pass away. Oh, to God's unchanging hand. Oh, to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. When your journey is completed, if to God you have been true, fair and bright for home in glory, your enraptured soul will view. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand.
Who will inherit the land? The answer is found in this great psalm that we're studying tonight. And the answer is, of course, the righteous. We'll begin reading now at verse 23 and read through verse 24. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young, and now I am old, but yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil and do good, and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loveth judgment and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever, but the seed of wickedness shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall be slide. The wicked watcheth the righteous and seeketh to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord, and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. Let's bow again for a word of prayer. Our dear Father in heaven, we come to you again tonight with thanksgiving in our heart for the many things that you have blessed us with. We thank you, first of all, for the many promises which you have made to us from your divine word, especially those which we have just read and from this beautiful and informative 37th Psalm. We thank you, dear Lord, for the years in which we have experienced many changes in world conditions, and yet you, O God, are one that does not change, and one who does not have the capabilities to default on the promises which you have made. I thank you personally, Father, as I reflect back on the years of my life and the major conflicts that I have witnessed, and yet to see without any uncertainty the fact that you are still on the throne and that the righteous will inherit the earth. And so we thank you for the watch, care, and protection which you have given to us down through the years, even in the darkest of times, and when our only hope was in you and your Son. You have indeed been so merciful to us, and your blessings have been so abundant. Dear Father, we know that you have always been attentive to the needs of your saints, and they have been preserved and charged down through the years with the responsibility of declaring unto you the unsearchable riches of your Son in the gospel of your Son. So, as the psalmist said at least twice in this great psalm, we do wait on you, Lord, and we know that you're always in control, even in the darkest of times. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and we thank you for allowing us to be citizens of that kingdom. We love you, Lord. We love your kingdom, and we pray that we shall always want your kingdom to increase. And we also pray that the preaching of your kingdom, the preaching of the gospel, will always have free course in the world, especially here in our own land. So we thank you so much for your Son, and we are committed to him and our relationship to you. And it's in his name that we offer this prayer. Amen.
The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I will hope in him. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I will hope in him. Therefore I will hope in him. Over all the earth you reign on high, every mountain stream, every sunset sky. But you are my one request, Lord, my only aim, is that you reign in me again. Lord, reign in me, reign in your power over all my dreams. In my darkest hour, you are the Lord of all I am. So won't you reign in me again, over every thought, over every word. May my life reflect the beauty of my Lord, because you mean more to me than any earthly thing. So won't you reign in me again, Lord, reign in me. Reign in your power over all my dreams. In my darkest hour, you are the Lord of all I am. So won't you reign in me again? So won't you reign in me again? Lord, won't you reign in me again?
Tonight we want to let the conclusion of this beautiful psalm be the invitation that is extended to all of us through the gospel. This morning when we were talking about the fact that the Lord wants his assembled church to pray for all people and for all who are in high positions, we read from the passage that continues to explain, for there is one God and one mediator between God and man, who gave himself a ransom for all. And in our reading of this psalm, we've been thinking about meekness and being blessed by the Lord and righteousness that comes of waiting on him and keeping his way. And that's what's possible for us all through Christ. Here's the way the psalm says it. The salvation of the righteous is from the Lord. Verse 35, starting now. I have seen a wicked, ruthless man spreading himself like a green laurel tree. But he passed away, and behold, he was no more. Though I sought him, he could not be found. Mark the blameless, and behold the upright, for there is a future for the man of peace. But transgressors shall be altogether destroyed. The future of the wicked shall be cut off. The salvation of the righteous is from the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. The Lord helps them and delivers them. He delivers them from the wicked and saves them because they take refuge in Him. I want you to notice that last because. He's the kind of God for whom there's no explanation needed other than because they take refuge in Him. So when we meet, we like to remind ourselves that there's that opportunity. And if you're here tonight needing to become a Christian by obedience to the gospel, or if you're needing for the family in Christ to pray with you about something, this is the time to take refuge in Him while we stand and sing.
I hope it built on nothing less than Jesus' love and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. His oath is covenant, His blood. Support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, He then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.